The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
My next guest is a man who's gone from serving time in prison and fighting drug addiction to selling out the Three Arena and the Gaiety Theatre. His new stand-up show, Dead Man Talking, performs at the Paddy Power Comedy Festival on Saturday the 28th of July at the Ivy Gardens. He joins you now, Willie White. Willie, you're very welcome. How are you today?
Thanks very much for having us on this beautiful Saturday morning. How are you?
I was looking forward to seeing you in studio, Willie. I can't get over your story.
I know. Come here. I'm sorry. I'd have loved to come into the studio. I got the opportunity to go and see the Open. So I'm on the fringes of Port Rush here and I'm getting ready to go out with Shane Lowry at 11:30. Now, I don't mean to go out with him as in play golf with him, but I'm getting ready to go out and spectate. So I would have loved to come in, but really, really appreciate you taking out a bit of time and having me on the show. Thank you so much.
I have to say, reading through all your various different things that have happened to you in your life and you've been through, I didn't see you as a golfing man and all of that.
No, well, I could tell you something there, Anton. I never visualised myself making the journey this morning at 7 o'clock to come up and see the Open. That wouldn't have been in one of my top three things to do when I was caught up in, addiction and all the kind of skullduggery that came with. But look, at when recovery happens, everything is possible, and it's kind of a light beyond my wildest dreams, so to speak, you know.
Brilliant. And are you actually playing golf yourself?
I do. I play a bit of golf, yeah. I've got to do a lot of stuff since I come into recovery. I played squash, I played golf, I've done, you know, loads and loads of different stuff that I always had the dream of doing. It was a great dream when I was taking drugs and, you know, never done what I always wanted to do. And I just made sure that when I started living my life and got away from the life that I used to live, you know, when I was released from prison, that anything was possible. And I mean, anything has been possible, and anything I put my mind to, I went and done has been achievable to some degree, you know.
God, it sounds like you were reborn, really, Willem.
Yeah. Come here, look. It's my past would be very dark and very, very, very sheltered, I suppose. You know, growing up in a household with a father that was alcoholic, that was dealing with his own demons, and it was kind of generational childhood trauma that would kind of catapulted me into taking drugs to escape from what was going on at home, and led me to some really terrible places in my life, you know, prisons, psychiatric hospitals, being homeless on the streets, all that kind of stuff. But I always had that kind of, you know, little belief in me that there had to be something better to this, but could never find my way out of it, you know. And when I eventually did, as I just said a couple of minutes ago, life became livable and possible, and dreams became reality. Like that, it was, you know, it's been an amazing journey, I have to say, Anton, and the podcast and having yourself, you know, give us the award that time with suits that we got from Louis Copeland. Louis Copeland brought us in and dressed us that morning. Not that I'm plugging him, but I mean, like, if someone had told me, you know, you'd be in Louis Copeland getting dressed, would have laughed at them, you know.
I think for any Dubliner to be getting dressed up in a Louis Copeland tin of fruit is just, you know,
it's like sometimes I really have to pinch myself. And come here, people have been really, really nice along this journey, but I suppose, Anton, like in life, what you give out, you get back, like, you know. And I have always been one of these fellas that will always try help the underdog and give me time to someone that's suffering with addiction, no matter what form it might be. May it be drink, alcohol, drugs. I take a little time out for people, and I try to do and give back freely what was given to me, you know.
That in itself is an amazing story. But listen, can we just dig into a little bit of how you did manage to turn things around? Because when you look at it on paper, it seems like addiction from a very early age, in prison at an early age, you know, life was really stacked against you. So how you managed to turn that around? Was there one moment, was there one thing that helped, you know, start to turn that around?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what happened. I was in addiction from, like, taking drugs and using from a very early age, 7 or 8 years of age, which is kind of, you know, crazy when you think about it.
It really is.
And eventually, after all the trials and tribulations of my using, been homeless on the streets and using intravenously and you know, crack cocaine habit, the whole lot. I eventually, after a few prison sentences, got the help I needed in prison. I found a 12-step program.
Okay.
And I started going to a couple of meetings. I went into a detox program then. There was 10 of us in that detox program. 7 of them are now dead.
Oh,
3 of us are still alive. One guy is still using. The other guy got recovery a few years ago. And when I stopped using and I got a little bit of hope, and I knew that there was a way to live life without the use of any mind-altering chemical, you know, which was drink as well, because the only difference between drink and drugs is that one is wet and one is dry.
Yeah.
And drink in this country, pound for pound, kills more people
yeah.
than drugs. So I'm very, very aware of that. And I know for me that when I drink, I make silly decisions.
Okay.
I'll give you an example. When I drink, I went to bed with a couple of beautiful-looking women. And then when I wake up in the morning, things have changed a little bit. They're not so beautiful anymore. So I know that drink is not for me. It does. It leads me on to different things. And it's just a gateway
yeah.
to doing something else. So I found that total abstinence for me was
right.
the way. And to deal with my problems and to attend a 12-step program.
That's fantastic.
And come here, and I still,
yeah.
to this day, Anton, I still have a psychotherapist. And I'm still
yeah.
doing a little bit of work on myself because I'm a work in progress and I'm,
right.
I'm by no means fixed.
And listen, then, obviously the big thing is that you've gone into comedy. And I know a bit of that was you met Des Bishop in he was in doing a talk in prison, was he?
He was, yeah, yeah. I met Des and we hit it off. And as it's known, and Des, you know, won't mind me saying this, Des attends a 12-step program as well. And
sure.
I done an auction at one of these conventions and I was funny, which I've always kind of been witty and a little bit funny. And he said, have you ever tried stand-up? I says, no, it didn't, you know, I never thought about it. And then this program came along, Join the Hood, that he done. I got involved in that. And from that, you know, things started to springboard and, you know, done a lot of stuff, played a lot of big gigs with him in the beginning. And then kind of set out with a really good friend of mine, as you know, I did a podcast with Eric Lawler. And I just was actually gigging with him last night in Enniscorthy. We still remain good friends. And the journey kind of took off 18 years ago and has brought me to some amazing places, got me to meet some really amazing people that have remained in my life to this day. I'm just very, very lucky and very fortunate, Anton, you know.
And you in your show, you talk about, and the new show is called Dead Man Talking, because you're talking the statistics there that, you know, out of that program, 7 of the 10 were dead. And in your family, you've lost an awful lot of your family as well, haven't you?
Well, I've lost them all.
Oh, God.
They're all gone, yeah. I'm, you know, like Elton John says, I'm still standing. Like my sister, who was a big part of my life, who kind of doubled as my brother, passed away in 2010 while I was in recovery at 44 years of age of cervical cancer. She was part of that whole Vicky Phelan thing that kind of
sure.
went on back then. And then I lost my dad, who I had a very difficult relationship with for most of my life until I came into recovery. He went in 2016. Most intimate moment I probably had in my life is with him is when he passed. So it's just myself and himself in the room when he
yeah.
died in the hospice in St. Luke's. And
wow.
And I held him and I loved him and
yeah.
and I miss him. And then unfortunately, my mother, she went last year. She went last
wow.
May, COPD. So yeah, I'm here on my own. I'm like the modern day Oliver, and I'm here for a reason. And I called the show Dead Man Talking because I was cut down off a window of a psychiatric hospital when I was 19 years of age in London as well. I should have been dead then. And a couple of times I overdosed on drugs as
sure.
well. I should have been dead then. I probably should have been a statistic of
yeah.
a drug.
Will it, I have to say,
will
it to take all that and turn it into a show that gives people hope and makes them laugh and gets them out of themselves? It's a really fantastic story. So listen, continued success with that. The Paddy Power Comedy Festival is Saturday the 26th and the gig in the Gaiety is November the 3rd. And hopefully the next time, Will, I get to talk to you face to face. Thanks very much for joining us today.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.